from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCorsenzo. Topping our report this hour, a fundraiser at Donald Trump's New Jersey golf course to benefit Capitol rioters who now face federal charges is facing some criticism. Over 3 years since the January 6th insurrection, more than 1,400 defendants have been charged nationwide, including 40 with New Jersey roots. A J6 Awards Gala event planned for September 5th at Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster is being hosted by a group that supports January 6th defendants. Former State Senator Ray Lesniak condemned the event and called it deeply concerning. 140 police officers were assaulted during the Capitol riot, including South River Native officer Brian Sicknick, who died shortly after. Need to take the train but left your wallet at home? No worries. You could ride for free. New Jersey's Fair Holiday, announced earlier this month, is currently underway for NJ Transit. The free rides come after NJ Transit has had what some officials are calling a summer from hell.
It won't solve everything, but it helps. It goes a long way.
It's better something than nothing. So it works out some way. I guess I'm sure a lot of persons appreciate the fact that they can.
The Fair Holiday runs through Labor Day. The total number of certified home health aides in New Jersey has declined by 15% since 2017, according to a recent nursing data and analysis report. This is alarming, says Nancy Fitterer, president and CEO of the Home Care and Hospice Association of New Jersey. She blames the decline partly on the increase in minimum wage in New Jersey. Retail stores pay, on average, almost $18 an hour.
So if they're going to pay almost $18 and you can work one 8-hour shift, and it's not as hard as being a home health aide. Home health aide shifts are much shorter. There are a few hours. It's hard, hard work.
Then most people are going to opt for that easier gig, but she says certified home health aides are completely indispensable. Here are the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And are we in for a good week of weather? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Rock Farms is
New Jersey 101.5. It's 11:04. Here's fast traffic.
Looking better, both spurs of the turnpike end-to-end. The southbound Western Spur roadwork has been picked up. The northbound car lanes, though, they're closed for the overnight repairs between exit 6 and 14. The truck lanes are fine, though. 206 remains shut down in Princeton both ways by Hutchinson Drive and Lover's Lane because of a down pole and down wires from an earlier crash. Follow the detours. 22 is tied up in Clinton heading eastbound between Round Valley Access Road and Oldwick Road. That's right lane construction. And heading over to Toms River, it's Route 9 northbound shut down between Church Road and Hickory Street for road work. Follow the detours. Parkway looks pretty good. Leaving New Jersey upstairs at the GW Bridge, we have two right lanes closed for road work across the span, and the tunnels are both okay. Traffic every 15 minutes. Your next report is at 11:18. I'm Kristen North on New Jersey 101.5.
If it happens in New Jersey, you'll hear about it on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Do your drum.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It'll be humid overnight with a clear to partly cloudy sky. Low temperatures will be in the upper 60s. A hot and humid day on Wednesday with intervals of clouds and sun. There will be a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon. High temperatures will be in the low to mid 90s inland, mostly in the 80s at the shore. Some of those stronger thunderstorms could linger into Wednesday evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy and muggy. Lows in the upper 60s to near 70. But a much cooler day Thursday with more clouds and sun and a shower or thunderstorm. Highs in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
In Piscataway, 73, Point Pleasant, 72, and Camden, 75. Fast traffic and some weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey, 101.5. Dennis and Judy Rewind, next.